This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Ow! Ow, 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 ow!
It's electric!
I hurt you. Ow! 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 Ow!
You can see.
Ow!
It's electric.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
You
can ow!
Feel it.
It's electric.
God!
That was twice. That was like a double pumper.
God! Ow!
And you can hold it.
Ow!
Electric.
Ow! Ow!
Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ow! Ow! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Whoa!
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
God!
Ow! 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 God! Effing! F! F! F!
Jeez, that's right down my nipple!
Ow!
Okay, let's see. You're on the air.
Hello?
It's you.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. I mean, really, time has just flown by. I just love the music, and I think some of the lyrics are reminiscent of a few pieces I've heard by Charlie Stoeing Stabilak, who did some music with Joe Farfalotis. I don't know if you've ever heard of those two. They're out of Haiti and Antarctica. And one of their lyrics, which is similar to yours, goes a little bit like...
Hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, what? I had a dream last night.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, where's Ann?
That's Ann. Ladies and gentlemen,
here's Don and Mike.
All right, thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
And hello, assembled masses. This is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a good looking.
Baby! Yeah, non-stop fun. Yeah, baby!
Our phone number, as you heard, 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don? What's going on, man?
Hey,
hey Mike.
Hello.
What's up, my brother?
How are you? What school do you go to?
What's up, my brother from another mother?
Nah, I'm from Sacramento, Lower Sacramento.
What's up, G-Money?
Lower Sacramento. Did you say you're from Lower Sacramento?
As opposed to Upper Sacramento. Someone point out the difference to us sometimes.
I've never heard of Lower Sacramento.
We're called Lower Sac, you know what I mean?
Lower Sac, I like that.
Exactly, love it.
So do you live in the taint of Sacramento then, if it's below the Sac? I mean, the Lower Sac area?
The Sacramento taint.
not the taint. We make the sperm of Sac.
Just north of the
He
taint.
Makes the sperm of Sacramento.
Wasn't the Sacramento taint the Major League Soccer team they had?
I don't even know. They had
that
the Nuts. They got the Modesto Nuts.
The Modesto Nuts.
Yeah, we got a major, a AAA team.
Hold on. Rob is waiting to scream something.
What's
yes,
he
boy?
Bellowing?
It's the mascot.
The Sacramento Tank. The Sacramento Tank. The mascot.
Not to be confused with
I got a favorite ask. I'm over here sipping on my absinthe that I got from Czech Republic.
It sounded like you were starting your weekend early.
Right.
Exactly.
What do you think? Exactly.
I'm a 25-year-old man divorced, and I'm trying to hook up with the cougar. You think I can hold myself out and my number out?
You want to give your number out? Go ahead. Be my guest.
To all the cougars and the pumas, I'm a 25-year-old man. I'm a freak. Love it all the way. My area number, 209-499.
Give it again. Start at the beginning.
209-499-76. Four, and only ladies, and pumas, and cougars.
Yeah.
What about leopards?
No, hell no.
That's where you draw the line.
Hey, what about queer? What about queers? Queers and steers?
Nah, I'll leave that to Buzz and the Rob.
Thank you. I'll take
so you're drinking absinthe right now?
Exactly. I got it from your Green Furry guys from Oregon.
Well, how about that?
We're having our absinthe show next Friday, our Super Bowl absinthe.
I got two bottles. I got one for now and one for next week. And I'm going to be right there with you guys, man.
So, dude, I know you're drunk on absinthe, but why did you give your phone number out again?
Because I want a cougar to call me up. If
he wants a cougar. He wants
to
You can't drop the F-bomb, my friend.
Oh, my bad. I'll weave them out. It's all good. I'm a little drunk. I can't censor myself right now.
He'll weave them out. So what are your plans for the weekend? You're going to get a phone call from a cougar in Sacramento and spend the weekend with her?
Nah, nothing like that. Just
a one-nighter?
Out of trouble, man.
What?
Stay out of trouble.
Stay out of trouble. You do
stay
have
out of
trouble to share.
I'm not that kind of guy, you know. I just got out of a marriage and stuff. I'm trying to stay out of trouble.
What do you do for a living, my friend?
Oops. Hey, hold on. We're doing it. We're doing an all queer double play right now.
You think this is what's going to happen to this fella out in Lower Sacramento, Don?
Tonight. Oh, what a night, ladies and gentlemen. It's January 07. I turned this over.
He's a fag.
That just kind of started.
Well, it goes from one cut right to the next.
It should.
Thank God I stopped it.
Yeah. Before it was too late.
Or we would have heard Grease.
Oh.
Oh, this is horrible.
Okay, I'm just going to take the Frankie Valli thing out of the
probably
machine.
Probably should. Very good.
Take it out of the machine. Yes, my brother, yes, put it immediately in my car.
Do you have Paul waiting? Absinthe boy.
Hey,
What's up? My
brother.
Do you have, and sorry for saying boy, I didn't mean to do that. I know you did, Mike.
People are sensitive.
People are sensitive about
that.
Be
honest. That's exactly how you meant it.
Is it the way, really
you know
subconscious?
The funny thing was,
yes,
if
boy.
If you meet me in the club, you guys would be so scared of me. Y'all would have just hide in the corner and be like,
if we met you in the club?
With that big
Here's
guy.
The first thing. What would I be doing in a club?
Yeah. Really. You know what? Be right.
Unless it's Sam's Club. In time now, you dropped a nasty. We got to let you go.
That's a shame.
Sorry about that.
I wanted to get a description of him. People shouldn't drink absinthe and then go on the
radio. Well, I think you know, Mike. Big and dark and menacing.
Menacing,
scary, threatening.
Can I ask you a question,
my
friend?
You called him boy.
Do you have any
of
weapons?
Course.
Do you own any weapons?
No weapons.
Thank God. Good.
No, I'm just an average, hardworking blue collar guy.
Is Lower Sacramento known as the hood?
Nah, I'm from East Palo Alto, though. You know, I grew up and raised in East Palo Alto. That's the ghetto of the Bay.
It's the hoodie.
I live in the valley now.
They don't have a hood in Sacramento. They have a hoodie.
A hoodie.
It's the hoodie. It's
like Chris Webber said when he got to Sacramento, man. It's Cal Land.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Somebody said I look like a Fernando Vargas, but like 250. I weigh about 250.
A heavier Fernando
Please help
Vargas.
With that. I'm not sure. Keep it to our reference, you know.
Nando Vargas?
White guys who never get out of the house.
Can I give a shout-out to a long listener of yours?
Hold on. Do you look like Denzel Washington?
No, I'm Mexican,
though. Oh, you're Mexican. You're not black. All right, my brother.
You're Mexican.
Oh, well, Mike, then you totally wasted the boy thing.
I'm terribly sorry, Chewy. I didn't know...
Hey, if your ladies, like they said, if they put those bombs out there on the border, we still get across some way.
May I ask you another question?
Of course.
Is there a chance that you speak two languages?
Not really, because I don't really speak Spanish that well.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, but you heard when I was saying that my girlfriend thought that we should
buzz on the
Oh, go ahead, man. Put bombs, put electric fences. We don't care. We're still going to get across.
You heard my girlfriend thought we should mind the beginning, spaces in Mexico. What am I missing here?
It's boxer Fernando Vargas.
Fernando Vargas.
The celebrity he most
remembers. Now you can look at the guy that we're talking to.
You found the picture on the web?
Right.
You look like him?
Can you see it, Don?
Yeah, I see it.
Big boy, I'm 250, man. I'm all American, dog. I play football all my life.
I tell you what, one of my girlfriend's minds would take care of you no matter how sculpted you are, my friend.
What's that?
One of my girlfriend's minds would take care of you no matter how sculpted and beautiful you are.
Oh, no, I'm not saying I'm beautiful. I'm just saying...
Well, see, what he's talking about is Don's girlfriend, otherwise known as Joan Baez, wants to mine the Mexican border.
This guy brought it up.
Yeah, that's right. That's
I didn't bring it up.
No, because you were saying there's some mines out there, and we're like, go for it, man. We don't care if you put mines, electric fences. We're still going to get across,
And
know?
In fairness to her, she got the idea from CSI Miami.
Yeah, right.
Right, right.
Oh, no, I'm just saying it's all good.
It's all good. Right.
So he agrees with your girlfriend that we should mine the border.
And when we were speaking about the landmine issue the other day, I think I threw out Linda McCartney and everybody poo-pooed it, including me. Yeah. No, Linda McCartney, that's why it came to mind. She was very, I thought of this later in the day, she was very much into the anti, she was like with Princess Diana with that
with
whole.
With the landmines.
Laying the landmine
thing. You're
right,
thing. She was.
And the only reason that we all thought it was Paul McCartney's new wife or ex-wife is because she don't have a leg.
But she didn't lose her leg in a landmine.
No, Paul bit it off.
In a bit of anger.
But she was stealing all of his money for Hey Jude. She went right to the Hey Jude piggy bank.
Well, Paul's got big teeth. Those big front teeth. Those beaver-like teeth that Paul's got.
He sure does.
He didn't really bite it so much as gnaw it off.
Mr. Lopez, it's been a pleasure.
No doubt.
I know in Sacramento,
I love your show, man.
It's siesta time.
It's rare that we can...
Buy all your books, too, so make sure you write a lot of books. I'm going to buy them all.
He's already offering to buy the books you're going to write.
That is nice.
I want to know about my DJs, man. I love you. I love you, Don and Mike.
Oh, Paul Rodriguez, a pleasure having you on.
If you want to hear some creepy stuff, check this out.
Yeah?
Me and my ex-wife were married on the same day as you and your wife, Rita. And then Buzz,
yes.
I love your session drive. I got to go with Buzz Drive, you know. And my birthday is the same as Joe's. That's the creepy part.
You are a real fan of the show.
Sure are. Member of the family.
Love it.
You know, that's a
good
call.
But that's creepy. I was born on the same day as Joe, May 28th.
Be afraid.
Year.
Can you imagine?
Sign of the Loon.
The most loyal fan of this show in the world.
But
how can he possibly know Joe's birthday?
No. Here's a creepier part. There's a guy out here in Stockton, Double J, from K-Win. He loves your show. He's always biting it. His wife is the same name as my wife. That's the creepy part.
Wow. That is creepy.
That's okay. Creepy, all right.
I got goosebumps.
And that guy bites your balls, dude, like all day. That's all he does is copy you guys.
Things are sneaky up in Sneakyville.
He bites our balls.
Stockton, man. Stockton. Copy you.
Well,
he's got a quarter million. He's got a quarter of your fag going to his show in the morning, but you know, we all go to you in the afternoon, Don and Mike.
You know,
right on.
I'm thinking you could do 4 hours on this show.
He's
sir.
Talking about some other DJ out in Sacramento, right?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just trying to follow the conversation, Chewy.
He worships you guys. Everything he does in his life as a DJ is towards you guys.
All right.
He's trying to get everything like you guys.
Well, then thank you for that.
Hey, Matt Frost, he's always getting props for you guys too.
You know, really, what a pleasure.
Mad props to you.
But, you know, it's creepy because, you know, the funny thing is it's cold as hell out here in Sacramento.
Oh, really? What's the high temperature today?
Like 20, 30.
Wow. The high temperature in Sacramento?
It's not that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a low. The high, man, like 65, 60.
Oh, you better
be. That's a high. I mean, we used to like, cold, like 50, no 20, 30, 40,
you must be
you know?
Freezing.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's just some cold, dry air, man. It stays cold out here.
61.
I'm not used to it.
61 and 36. Sorry to interrupt you, sir. 61 and 36.
Well, listen, I'm sure that there's a carjacking or a convenience store holdup in your future. We don't want to keep you from whatever you got.
No criminal record. Sorry, buddy. Don't know anything about that.
We do. Well, whatever it is you're going to be doing this afternoon.
Tomorrow, your high temperature is going to be 58 degrees.
There you go, Mike. Full service. We are. On the Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
Have a grand weekend, Chewy.
Hey, don't forget Cougars. Call me, 209-499-7640.
I bet you'll have a whole weekend of phone calls.
Yeah.
I hope so. I'm going to weave them out, though. I'm going to see, like, hey, if I call, I'm going to call you guys back on Valentine's, because if I get a Cougar, I want to hook up with her on Valentine's, and go out, and I'm going to call you guys back.
I bet Michael Hughes calls you and offers you the nighttime show on WJFK in the next 10 minutes.
He's got the qualifications.
Oh, no. I'd rather listen to Jim Rome than for that guy.
Michael Hughes is not a disc jockey. He's our general manager.
Oh, I didn't tell him I know this jockey. I'm lost, man. The accident got me, dog.
Dog. It got him, dog. Uh-huh. All right, my brother. And don't forget, what is dog spelled backwards, huh?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
What's the book but words and letters, right?
Right. Some for me, some for my homies.
What a pleasure it's been speaking with you.
Hey, long listen. Love listening to you guys every day. Die hard.
You're a good man.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right, piss off now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Friend.
He was very, very disappointed to go. Are you still there?
Ah, now there he goes.
You could hear it in his voice when he said that last, bye.
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 It was sad.
Bye. Hello there. Donna Mike Show.
Hi, Donna Mike. How are you?
Howdy. We're doing very well, thanks.
I'm calling from Sacramento.
Oh, another one.
There is nothing called Lower Sacramento. Mike and Rob, callers like that, no wonder you hate our town.
Oh, I think that's overstating it. We really don't hate your town.
Being too hard on yourself.
Just, I do.
Just some people.
I don't hate Sacramento. I despise Sacramento.
Born and bred.
You were born and bred? Yeah, no surprise. Because your joy in correcting one of your fellow city mates.
Well,
that's what you're all about.
12:10 on a Friday afternoon, and he calls in drunk.
Say something positive.
Honey, we like it when drunk people call the show.
Say something positive. Try.
About the city?
Anything you want. Anything you want.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
What is that?
From The Office. That is fantastic.
That is one of the many helpful hints we'll have as the show goes along today.
That is the best.
Yeah, I can't think of anything positive.
Of course you can't. Bravo. No, I applaud your consistency.
But you did call to bust the balls of the guy who gave us 10 minutes of pretty solid, funny, jovial radio. You, my dear, you on the SS, see you in Toledo, have now grinded the show to an absolute Titanic-like halt.
Is there a chance that you're wearing slacks with a stretch waistband right now?
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Yeah. What are you wearing right now?
Corduroys and a shirt.
Corduroys.
Hey, B.A.
We know how sexy those can be.
God damn, do we.
Do you make noise when you walk? What do we do for a living, man?
Oh, no. Now the Inquisition.
He's got the afterburners on.
The Inquisition.
What's your name, hon?
Mary.
Mary, what do you do for a living?
I work in the medical industry.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do they test things on you?
No, they do not.
They do not. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, no. Now, Rob, you should have framed that question. Is Mary married?
Is Mary married? How long have you been married?
15 years.
And how long did it take him to recover from the attempt?
Very funny, Rob.
You like that?
Funny, Rob.
What do you drive?
I drive a Nissan Altima.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Weak arms.
What's your favorite dessert?
Stop. Chocolate cake.
Big slice, little slice.
Chocolate
all right.
cake.
All right. Okay. Jesus, all right. I made a mess.
You may step down.
Stop
man.
It. Thank you for the call. I thank.
Have a good day.
Next, all right.
Next witness.
I hate that. I agree, Rob. I hate that at the end. Like, you know, have a good day. Like, well, I was the best call you'll ever have, and well. Okay.
Our loss.
You've let it go now.
I mean, really, etch it in stone, though. Number one question for women calling from Sacramento. What's your favorite dessert?
Have a good day.
Sorry.
Okay, bye-bye. Why are you having drunk people calling in the middle of the day, boys?
I got girl issues anyway. Not real girl issues. No. I only got one issue with my girlfriend.
Really, one.
And it's not even really her fault. She has certain area. There's just a couple of things. Yeah. Oh, you tell me about it, Rob. But besides that, there are things that she should not even attempt to do.
Around the house?
With electronics.
Okay.
Oh.
Or anything that moves.
All right.
Mechanical things.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You know, I'm crazy about her, okay?
Sure.
You know, I'm in love with her. She's great.
Right.
She does so much for me. She's a really wonderful lady. And she does way too much around the house. I think this preface. Here's, I'm going to say the good stuff before I just say that I'm sure she's a jinx and should never come near my car again.
Stroke and a poke.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz. A stroke and a poke. you know, like, for instance, you go to Costco or my nightclub, Sam's Club,
right.
And come back with like a 1,000-day supply of water and dog food. And I'm sitting in my cave with the TV up at old man scream level. I can't hear her coming in the house. She trudges the stuff in like a mule. I mean,
so she totally removes the Costco hassle from your life, hauling that heavy stuff in.
And you know, it's like you go to Sam's Club or Costco, the stuff comes in those big ass cardboard boxes, and I come in two or three times during the month, and it's like there's just a barrage of stuff sitting in the kitchen. I'm like, why didn't you ask me to help you bring this in? And she's so sweet. She says, well, you were in the middle of, you know,
wow,
doing something important like playing your Madden game. So.
Fully stocking your house.
So she's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, she's had a couple of moments where things have just happened that have been coincidences, like when she just picked up the iPod, an iPod that had been working perfectly for about 3 months, uh-huh. and said, oh, I like this iPod. Let me see. How do you turn it on? All she did was touch it, uh-huh. and the thing goes Yvonne DiCarlo on
it. It quit?
Right. It dies. Number one.
Right.
Here is example number two. Again, just a coincidence. We're sitting in the computer room. Now, there has not been a problem, and I'm not talking about, like, the Internet provider going down or anything. Right. There's not been a problem with the computer for I don't know how long. We're both on the computer. Everything is fine. I leave the room, and she says, oh, I got to go back. I got to get online, do one last thing for work. I'm gone maybe five steps, and she goes, well, what is this? And I go back in, and she says, I didn't touch anything.
I know.
Everything is just dead.
I know.
The whole thing. Yeah. The whole thing.
I know.
Just went dead.
Are you looking like at a blank screen?
Yeah, I mean, really, Jesus. I think the problem ended up being maybe a fried modem.
Okay.
Which maybe happened at the same time. But, you know.
So you're holding out the possibility that this may have been just a coincidence.
Heart. You know, Janet's a very honest and truthful person. She's like, well, I may have hit that button down there with my foot. I'm not really sure what went on. So I go, okay, no problem. I didn't even give this a second thought yesterday because it's one of the many wonderful things she does for me. I'm leading up now to the thing with the car. That when I got home from work yesterday, she had been to Costco again. And she said, I noticed you had used the last of the windshield washer stuff. I said, yes, I did. She said, well, I went to Costco today. I bought like 8,000 gallons of it. And I filled up the cars.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Do you realize how above average that is? I mean, yeah. She's actually doing that counts as mechanical work for a car. Right.
I could not agree more.
It's a very unfemale thing, and you should cherish that.
I am. Mm-hmm. And I said something to her at the time, like, you know, my guy, you do everything. You know, oh, you're sweet.
She didn't pour it on the radiator, did she?
No. It was just when I went, so I go to the car today. Mm-hmm. I come to work. I get in the car.
No.
And I just get that click, 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 click.
Dead battery?
I'm like, yeah. Took me a moment to noodle it through. I'm like, hold on a second. This car was fine the last time I was in it. Pressing little buttons. It's just click, click, click. And then finally, just the red light comes on that indicates the battery, right?
Right.
So I go, I call her up because and I say, hey, sweetie, did you do something to my car yesterday? And she said, yeah, remember I told you I put the windshield washer stuff in.
Oh, yeah.
I said,
that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I said, well, you know, the battery's dead. She said, it can't be me. It cannot
be me. Is
this
the big car?
No, this is my other car.
The other one.
The other car. She said, it cannot be me. I said, well, what did you do, sweetie? She said, well, I opened the door, and then I lifted up the thing and opened up the hood, and then I couldn't figure out where the windshield washer stuff was, so I opened up the other door, and I opened up the glove compartment, got out the box, got the book, read the book, filled the stuff up, put everything away, and came back inside the house. And I said to her, were the doors shut? She said, I think so.
Mm-hmm. You know what that sounds like right there? Pulp Fiction. That's me. I'm sorry.
Is that yours or mine?
That's me. Sorry about that. Is it like a Pulp Fiction when he says to her, did you take my dad's watch off the kangaroo? And yeah. I think so.
And then
before he goes ballistic, incidentally.
Then right away, she's so sweet, she said, I don't think this is my curse. I really don't think this is the curse.
Defensive now.
You know, and this car is one of the, I got it a couple of years ago. It's the boop boop car. It's a car. Everybody has these cars. If you have a Prius or anything, or any of these new cars now, you don't put the key in.
Right.
You get in and you've got the pod with you.
Yeah.
And you just push on the brake and you push a button.
Cool.
To start the car. A lot of cars are like this now. I said to her, not for nothing, but when you went out and you opened up the doors and did all this stuff, did you bring the pot out with you? The thing, you know, the thing that says that no one's breaking into the car. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, no. I just went in and opened up the doors and everything was fine. And I said, well, you know, gee whiz, I don't know about that.
So it's frustrating because you're trying to figure out exactly what happened.
Right. So then I wanted to go online, and we're offline today at my house. This has nothing to do with my girlfriend.
But she was around the computer.
She was. Oh, although, listen, you want to hear something? Hold on. You want to hear the biggest load of crap? Speaking of internet providers.
Right.
And this is not a slam on Cox Communications.
Welcome to Verizon's voice. Please enter mailbox number.
Please enter
your passcode.
Spanky.
One. Saved message.
Okay, listen to this message I got about my internet.
Main menu.
Internet.
First, saved message.
There it is.
Hello, my name is Lynn, and I'm calling from Cox.
It's a tape.
And I'm just calling to let you know that we are beginning necessary preventative maintenance work in your area. And during this time, you may experience some minor service.
I'm thinking, this is nice. Listen to that.
We do apologize for the inconvenience, but ask for your patience until the work has been completed.
And I'm thinking, no problem.
We estimate that the work will be done by February 8th, if not sooner. And once the work has been done.
It'll be done by February 8th.
Maybe sooner.
Today is.
Less than a month.
Today is January 25th.
Right. Yeah. So you could have interruptions in service for that period of time, and she kind of says that in kind of a matter-of-fact way.
Right.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck with that.
Here's all I can say for Janet. It is good luck for Janet that call came in today, the automated call from Cox saying that the internet is down, because if not for that, I certainly would have thought that she was cursed with electronics.
I think she's like powder and causes electrical interruptions.
Yeah, and at first it would be iPod, computer, car, computer again.
You know, the one thing I notice about iPods is they seem to be rather bulletproof. They seem to be, you know, but how do you mess up an iPod?
Occasionally they jam up. Any computer will, and there's a combination of buttons you can push that'll bring it back to life.
Right.
See, Buzz is not like you and me. Buzz actually reads the manuals for these things.
Well, I do too, and
I don't touch them. I don't know. I don't know anything about my iPod. Yeah. I have no. There's a combination of buttons where you can reset it.
If it ever gets jammed up and won't respond, usually it's the center and top button at the same time.
I know there's a lot of people out there who are like my girlfriend. I'm not putting her down in this regard. I got her the iPod Nano, the little one,
right,
and loaded all the songs in for her and gave her the quick tutorial and said to her, you know, basically a monkey can do this. I mean, all you do is you push in the middle thing, and you just move the little dial around.
It's simple a caveman could do
it. Right, really. I said, how can you screw this up?
Well,
this morning, after I found out that the internet was down but not her fault, and before I found out that the car battery was dead, she came to me and she said, you know, I don't know what it is. It's just me. And I said, what? And she said, that new iPod you got me does not work. I cannot get the headphones to work. I said, all right, let me see it.
Right.
So she gets it out. And again, it's like I push the middle button, the thing lights up right away. Right. And I see the disappointment in her face, because immediately all I've done is touch one button, the thing comes on.
You're a wizard.
She says, can you hear anything? I said, hold on. Let me plug the headphones in. I plug the headphones in.
Loud and clear.
It's just her dumb luck. I mean, as soon as I plugged them in, I turned the volume up all the way, and you could hear the song through the little earbuds. It was like,
do you think she was pressing the wrong button?
No. I said, show me exactly what you're doing.
Okay.
You know, I'm doing this in a way, I'm being loving. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, show me what you're doing, because this is really so simple.
Right.
She said, okay. I put it in the little case, and then you see underneath right here, it's got the spot to plug the earphones in. And I said, well, look now, when you put it in the little case, you have to move the little case down a little bit so that the man end of the plug goes into the female end of the iPod.
Yeah, the male plug goes in there.
You know, and the whole time I'm holding this going, and again, God bless her, it seems so simple. I said, Janet, you're beating yourself up saying that you're stupid, you don't know about technology. Yeah. But really what I'm saying is, This is so stupid. Here's your problem. You take this end, the headphone.
Right.
Plug it in all the way to the bottom of the iPod, and it works.
So she didn't track with that.
Well, she figured it out.
She finally figured it out?
She figured it out.
When she walks into a room, do the lights occasionally go flicker? And
Well, see, the thing is, she girled it up like they all do. I got her the iPod. She had to go out and get a fancy case for it.
Right.
Well, that's okay.
That's a big industry.
But she got the fancy case for it where the thing can slide.
Did she get a bling case?
No.
Not, I've seen those. Those are usually kids that use those.
Not totally blingy.
Right.
That's nice. It's a nice little leather case. Mm-hmm. But the thing slides up and down inside this little case for easy access.
Right. And it also dislodges the plug, I would imagine.
Correct. Yeah, so all you got to do is be very careful about that.
Right.
So let me see this weekend.
Did you get to the bottom of the car problem? Did you ever figure out what caused the battery to die?
All I know is the answer is Janet.
She sucked the juice out of the battery.
That's all I know.
With her mood.
Just like Ditka. Just like Ditka.
I hate dead batteries.
So do I. Yeah. And I was, boy, it's a good thing she was at work today, too, because I was out in the garage. And this is truly a sign that I'm really well adjusted with her, because she did. She's really a wonderful woman. She's done nothing to piss me off. Yeah. But she was at work, and I was in the garage. I'm like, F. You know, why'd you touch my effing car? I was saying this to no one in particular.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, and then I thought.
It was perfect the day before.
Yes. Right. You know, why did you touch it?
Right.
You know, well, because she was being nice.
Helping.
She was
putting in, not just being nice, putting in washer fluid,
and
which is a pain in the ass.
Yes.
I'm going to make a gentleman's bet with anyone that would dare go against me now. I am quite sure that Janet is not listening now. She's at work. She got a busy day at work today. I bet when I get home tonight, she's already jumped that car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and so you haven't jumped it yet.
I'll bet you're right.
No, I was running late for work.
Do you have one of those little machines, or do you have to do car to car?
No, I do car to car.
Okay.
Just car to car.
Because anytime something happens, she always makes it right if she can, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. She's great that way.
I'm going to go one step further. I say when you get home tonight, she's installed a new battery with new connections.
It's a new car.
Is it in the garage or outside of your garage?
It's in the garage.
Then yeah, I bet you're right. And I would not be surprised if she didn't get a new battery.
I think she's probably... You know, she's going to do a couple of things. She's going to get the battery charged, and she'll armor all your tires.
Either that, or she'll be packing her bags.
That's right.
Packing her Mary Poppins bags.
Might have to go with what Buzz said, too. A brand new automobile.
She is fond of you.
No, she's great. I just, it's funny how someone gets that feeling like, oh, it's me. Mm. I must be jinxed somehow.
Yeah, I know.
Right. But it just seems to me that... I get back to the fact that there is no explanation for the dead battery. So, yeah. Who knows?
Well, Mike, okay. Now just between you and I,
yeah,
and not to hurt her feelings, what could it be? She either left a door open,
yeah,
or she pushed some button that she shouldn't have pushed inside the car.
Or it's witchcraft.
But, no, hold on.
I'm kidding.
It's a sophisticated piece of technology, this boop boop thing.
Right.
I knew a woman, though, who could never wear watches. Every time she put on a watch,
I've known people like that, too.
And she also had trouble with electronic things.
Actually, there are people, you put a wristwatch on them, and it doesn't work.
Right. I don't get that.
Well, she's not effed up like that.
Does she? You know, I know you don't do, like, well, background checks on people that you're going to, you know, you fall in love with.
Sure I do, Mike.
Oh, you did a full background check?
Sure I did.
Was there anything in her
she's
past?
She's clean, too. She passed all my tests.
Was there anything in her past that might have said something like Wiccan?
The word dits kept coming up, but lovable.
No,
lovable.
No,
lovable dits. No. Like an I Love Lucy lovable dits. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Just bad luck.
Oh, hold on a second. Don and Mike, hello. Hold on.
Has
she been
touching the phones?
We need a priest for an exorcism.
Hello, Don and Mike. There we go. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Don and Mike, love you guys.
Right on.
Is this me?
That's a disqualification.
I was just going to say, is that an immediate disqualification? Is that as bad as whatnot?
Do we usually the disqualification if it's the first thing he says? Does he get a free pass because he spoke
also,
a little bit and then he said, is it me?
There was a moment.
Yeah, there was an awkward awkward pause.
There was a moment where the phone had to reconfigure. The computer did have to reconfigure the phone.
And there was an awkward pause, but it was yours.
And okay.
We're dangerously close to starting the awkward pause game again. Okay. What's up, EJ?
Hey, I was just calling about that guy, the drug absence guy, how he said he was from Lower Sacramento. He was actually talking about the street. He was in Lodi, the city of Lodi, and there's a main street called Lower Sacramento Road.
Whatever.
And he was probably so drunk, that's where he was calling from.
Can you just stop for 1 second?
Sure.
And think how, let us all think how little we care about what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's not good radio.
No, you really don't know.
Thank you. Bye then.
Bye then. Thanks. Come on, Zor.
Okay.
First rule of the show, what's important to you, not necessarily important to others.
He saved it. We got to hit a break right here.
You might want to real quick, there's a real lucky lady on the warm line. Maybe the luckiest lady.
Oh, is Janet calling in?
She is.
That was a Napoleon sigh.
Oh, I need my chopstick. Is she mad? I didn't say that to get her mad.
She sounded okay.
Okay. I got it. Hello?
Hi there.
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
Hi there.
Oh, this is not a really good connection.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear on our end.
There must be static in the air or something.
Oh,
I can hardly hear you.
Us.
Oh, that's the God's honest truth. Would it be easier if I just didn't do anything?
No. Now, first off, I didn't know you'd be listening. Second off, I think
I've been driving around D.C. trying to find parking.
I think I preface that by saying all of the incredible things that you do every day. Too many things every single day.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Would you rather just go back to me just like, you know, and like not doing anything at all?
It's starting now, isn't it, officially for me?
It may be.
I think it's officially starting.
It's a moment.
No, I would not. I would not want that, sweetie. No.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
All right, baby.
I didn't mean to break your car.
You did not break the car. I thought it was cute. I wasn't mad. And when I talked to you off the air, I wasn't mad. No, hold
okay.
on. Did you think I was mad when I talked to you off the air?
Well, I'm not mad or anything, but what did you do to my car?
Well, that's the first thing I said. I said, I'm not mad. And I said it just like that. Hey, sweetie, I'm not mad. What happened to my car?
I'll see if I can get it fixed before you come.
No, don't. Listen, it'll be a fun weekend project
actually,
for us.
Actually, I don't want to touch your car, so maybe I'll just like call the dealership and find out if maybe they can
No, please don't do that. Please don't. Please. Please don't.
It'll be like that Lexus commercial. You'll come home and there'll be like a big red bow.
Okay. Just stop it. Just
happy early Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's nice. Just step away from the vehicle, sweetie.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye then.
All right. Bye then.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thought you might have had a moment there, but no, it's everything's still on track. Yeah. She was real lighthearted about it.
See, when I talked to her like a quarter till three, she said, I am just running into a meeting. So I thought, you know, El Safe time.
Yeah. Right.
El Safe-o time.
Sure. Thought she was giving it to you a little bit there, but really not. I mean, not in a serious way. So
no, she's a sweetheart.
You're still, you know, in that...
She's a sweetheart.
In that grace period.
No, Janet, please, I love you, and please continue to do everything you do, including my underpants. And I do mean that. That's a sign a woman loves you. Yes.
That's for sure.
Sure is.
She does my underpants so the cleaning lady does not have to.
Really?
That's a sign of love.
Wow.
Huh?
That's fabulous.
That's right.
So you going to let her near your car?
No. No. As a matter of fact, she can't even ride it in anymore.
Well, you don't want the electrical system to quit on you.
She can run alongside. I'll get her one of those baby collar things.
Or would you let her ride up on top? On the outside of the car? Like Aunt Edna? Yeah, just have her ride up on top with a big, heavy parka.
Sure. Okay. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. It's Friday. We got a break.
Yeah.
All right? Or else we could just go on and on. You know what we've not gotten to this week, for goodness sakes? Buzz Burbank.
Oh, yeah.
Question for you, Buzz.
All right.
Are you playing poker this weekend?
No. No, I am not.
Did you play poker last weekend?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Did you play poker the weekend before?
We're a couple of weeks before.
Have
then.
You
I'm
recovered
sure.
from your poker playing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it actually
no
went
residual
well.
Effects from the poker game?
Not that I know of, no.
All right, we'll talk to Buzz, and you'll find out why this is interesting. in Uno Momento.
The newsman with kaleidoscope eyes.
And, hey, Robbie, you guys tracked down that horrible sound website, correct?
Oh, yeah, we got all those CDs.
We got that. And later today, because we don't have any, oh, no, hold on. We do have a guest today. We have JB today.
Talk about the Super Bowl.
Right, James Brown will be calling us later in the show. Mm-hmm. But as a wild card, if we ever needed a break in case of emergency, we'll cold call Ian, the guy from Italian American Idol. When I say
Italian Idol.
Gloria. The guy that is a combination of gay, Jew, and Italian, as far as I can tell. That's why
we can probably find out about his ethnicity. He's got an Italian last name, but he appears to be a thin Jewish man.
That's the guy who was so freaking annoying on American Idol the other night.
I'm sure he's gotten a question, but I'd like to get into his head and find out exactly, you know, what's his game? What's his rap?
Anyway, we tracked him down.
Oh, super, and I'm sure he's loving the exposure.
And something tells me, I was talking with Robbie before the show, who said, you know, of course when we call him, we'll have to call him off the air to get his permission and everything. And Rob said, you think he'll go on the air? I think the guy is like Kenny Kramer.
Oh, yeah.
You know absolutely.
What I mean? Except.
He's craving it.
Except this guy makes Kenny Kramer 100% legit.
Yes.
Compared to this guy. Kenny Kramer, the real-life Cosmo Kramer, is a superstar.
Well, this guy wants to be, he said it on American Idol, he wants to be a celebrity. Uh-huh. He probably faked the whole thing to get his 15 minutes. It was pretty obvious that he did. And we'll chat with him, hopefully.
All right. Mike, if we get a chance.
If we get a chance in this jam-packed show.
If nothing more pressing comes up, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.